大家早上好。
Hold on, I think I didn't turn on my mic.
You did.
I did?
I think it's on.
No, it's not.
No.
Okay. But now it's
loud.
There it is. No, I think this is Mike's sign.
Oh.
Welcome to Chinese church this morning.
欢迎大家今天早上来到我们中国教会。
Especially since yesterday night we were already here, were many of us.
特别是昨天晚上我们中的很多人已经在这里聚过会了。
And so as we enter the text this morning, let's pray and then we will get started.
在我们进入今天的经文之前，让我们一起来祷告。
Father God,
天父
，Thank you so much again for this morning to gather as a family to worship you.
感谢你让我们今天早上再一次的在这里像一个大家庭一样聚会。
Thank you so much for the blessing of your Son Jesus Christ in our lives.
感谢你借着我们主耶稣基督在我们的生活生命当中保守我们，祝福我们。
And thank you for the faithfulness of so many.Saints that have served us so faithfully these last 2 days.
也为着那么多为侍奉我们的同工们感谢你。
Especially on this morning, where I'm sure many of us are still tired from yesterday.
特别是今天早上，我知道很多人因为昨天聚会的关系都很疲劳。
I'm thankful that each of those that are gathered here have made that a priority.
为着今天早上在这里聚会的每一个人感谢你，因为他们把你放在他们人生当中重要的位置上。
And so, Father, we come before you today to learn from your word.
主啊，我们今天来到你的面前，要学习你的话语。
To learn from the very beginning of your beatitudes.
来学习这个天国八福的开始。
We pray that you would guide us.
我们祷告，希望你能够引导我们。
Teach us,
教导我们
and help us to know you better.
帮助我们更多的来认识你。
So Lord, we love you.
主啊，我们爱你。
And we give this time to you.
我们也把接下来的时间交到你的手上。
In Jesus Christ's name.
奉我主耶稣基督的名 ，Amen.
Amen. So if you have your Bibles, I want us to follow along in this text today. I'm going to repeat. We're going to read the verses again because there's only 4 verses.
如果你有你的圣经的话，请你翻到我们今天的经文。我们希望大家一起来读，因为今天也只有四节。
Our verses today are from the very beginning of the Beatitudes in Matthew.
我们今天的经文是这个天国八福当中的开始。
And I would encourage you to remember them because they are the way we start to remember what it looks like to be a Christian.
我也鼓励大家来背诵这些经文，因为这个经文能够提醒我们成为基督徒意味着什么。
So we're reading verses 3-6.
所以我们会读第三到第六节。
I'll just read verse by verse, take turn.
Okay.
Okay. Or I just read, why don't you read it in Chinese only, it's fine.
Okay, 我会用中文来读。虚心的人有福了，因为天国是他们的。哀恸的人有福了，因为他们必得安慰。温柔的人有福了，因为他们必承受地土。饥渴慕义的人有福了，因为他们必得饱足。
Okay, thank you so much. And so, our second service resound, our first service resound, a young adult service, our English service is going through the Sermon on the Mount.
我们第一堂的敬拜，我们正在查考耶稣的登山宝训。
And the goal of the series, which we call #blessed, is to explore what it means to be a disciple of Jesus Christ.
而我们把这个系列叫做被祝福的，就是我们一起来明白，一起来探索什么叫做成为耶稣基督的门徒。
And when you look at these eight beatitudes or so,
而当你看到这里所提到的天国八福的时候
，it seems that each one is describing a certain type of character or person that's very blessed.
看起来他好像。在描述一系列不同的人，他们都非常的蒙福。
But when you read it a little deeper, you realize these qualities are all describing one person.
但是当你更加深入的去看的时候，你会看到这所有的特征都其实只是在说一类人。
And it's what is promised to the Christian.
而这个就是而这个就是基督徒。
And just looking at the four that we have today.
而我们如果今天看我们的四节经文的话
If you look at the first one, it says, Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
这里说到虚心的人有福了，因为天国是他们的。
That's present tense.
在英文里面这个是用的现在时。
That they have this.
就是他们现在已经拥有了天国。
But these other three that we have are future promises.
而另外三个是用在英文里面用的是将来时。
They say they shall be something something.
就是他们必怎么怎么样。
That what we eventually attain.
而我们最终得到的就是那是我们最终会得到的。
But I want us to first start with why is it so important that we are able to have this kingdom currently.
所以我想先谈一谈为什么我们现在就拥有天国是这样的重要。
And then that makes you have to ask them, what is this kingdom that he's talking about?
而且这就会让你想说耶稣在这里提到的天国到底是一个什么样的概念。
How do we become part of this kingdom?
我们怎么样能够成为这个天国的一部分。
To be part of this family.
成为这个家庭的一部分。
And so that kind of leads me to why my sermon's title, How Do You Begin to Know? How Do You Know?
这就把我们带到我今天讲到的题目，就是你怎么能知道呢？
And if you read in John chapter 3 verse 3,
如果你看约翰福音第三章第三节，
Jesus, what he says is, truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God.
耶稣回答说，我实实在在地告诉你，人若不重生，就不能见神的国。
It's basically, what Jesus says is, you have to be born again in order to be part of this.
耶稣说的就是你需要重生才能够成为神国的一部分。
So how do you know if you're part of the kingdom that you're born again?
所以你怎么能知道你已经是这个神国的一部分，你已经重生了呢？
And this is what the Beatitudes are here for.
而这个就是天国八福存在的意义。
It's painting a picture of what it looks like to be in the family of God.
他为我们描绘了一幅图景，他就展现出当你成为神家的一份子的时候是一个怎样的景象。
And right now in our community group for Resound,
在我们前面的 Resound 小组当中，
we have a group of us have gathered together and we are in an interdiscipline, like a discipleship journey together.
我们有一个小组一起来做门训。
And we have this internal discipline.
我们有一个内部的条例。
To help us love our God with everything we have.
来帮助我们用我们一切所有的来爱主。
And we have an external discipline, which is to love your neighbor as yourself.
我们也有一个在对外在的要求，就是要爱邻舍如自己。
And we as a community helped each other discover which exercises we were called to do for each person.
而我们做一个小组，就一起来帮彼此帮助，看每个人需要在哪些方面来努力。
And it's not easy. So for mine, it's very difficult.
而这个非常不容易，对我来说也很难。
But it's not meant to be legalistic. We're to encourage each other to grow in our faith.
那我们不是要做律法主义者，我们只是要希望彼此鼓励，来让我们更加向主。
And I think the reason we decided to do this is because we really wanted to grow, and we wanted to have a tangible way to see if we're growing in our faith.
而我们这样做的原因是因为我们非常希望。在灵里能有成长，而我们希望有一个可触及的一个实实在在的能够看得见的长进。
What Jesus does here in the road in the Beatitudes is he starts to show us a roadmap of how to grow from the inside out as Christians.
而这里耶稣基督通过天国八福向我们展现的就是一条怎样从内到外来改变自己的道路。
So there's three points today.
我们今天要谈三点。
Where do we have to start to change?
我们应当从哪里开始这样的改变？
How are we to start thinking?
我们应该怎样来思考？
And then what we must desire or want?
我们必须渴求什么？
And so let's jump into the text. We're just going to look at verse 3 of chapter 5 today first.
让我们一起来进入经文，我们先来看第三节。
Why is the first beatitude that Jesus says to us, Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Why does he use this first?
为什么耶稣在整一个信息的开始，他是从虚心的人有福了，因为天国是他们的开始。
Because I think the first thing he wants us to do is to contradict the mythology that you have come to trust in our lives today.
因为我想，他希望我们首先来重新思考我们已经习惯的这个世界给我们的规则。
What is mythology?
什么是这样子一种就是当代的神话或者是哲学呢？
And if you understand the definition of mythology, it's the idea or story that shapes our culture, our worldviews, that have become a part of our how we look at life and how we explain things in life.
这里它的概念就是，一些一个或者是一些故事，他们共同塑造了我们的文化和我们的世界观，他们也是我们怎样看待生命和解释世界的方式。
And I think what Jesus does here is he goes straight to the core of what our mythologies are, and he attacks it first.
而我想在这里，耶稣基督首先就进入了我们整个我们本来的认识的核心，然后他攻击这些基本的原则。
And so I think one of the, I'm just going to give you like two very rough stories that we tend to be convinced by, the two mythologies that convince us.
我想给大家就是简单的分享一下我们所相信的主要有两个故事，他们是怎么样的。
The first one is the mythology or the story of you and the idea of being significant.
第一个是关于我们自我和我们自我有多么重要的神话。
We see in books, we see in movies, it says, hey, pursue you.Elevate your skills. You can do anything when you put your mind to it.
我们在书里在电在影视作品里面都能看到这一点，就是追寻你自己，找到你自己。如果你真的决定要做某件事情的话，你一定能够做成的。
Movies are like this.
电影这样告诉我们。
Our Instagram is like this.
我们的 Instagram 社交媒体是这样。
Because when you're young people here know, but maybe the older gentlemen, women don't know, but when we use social media, we determine what the world sees of us.
当我们使用社交媒体的时候，我们决定别人怎么样看我们。
And then you know what we want people to see? That we are the center of the universe.
而我们希望别人看到什么呢？就是我们是宇宙的中心。
And you know what? It's important. We are a brand, and we desire people to like or comment, make us feel better about ourselves.
我们把自己打造成一个品牌，我们渴望别人来喜欢我们的推文，来然后来这个关注我们。
So when we get these likes, we get these comments, we feel validated. We go, oh wow, I'm special. Someone liked me. Someone thinks what I have taken of my life is important.
所以当我们收到别人的喜欢或者收到别人的回复的时候，我们就会觉得啊，我很重要。然后我被大家喜欢，我感觉很好。
I think every generation, the iteration of this is different. It changes.
我想每一个时代都有他们自己版本的这样的这样的愿望。
Well, very invasively today is the smartphone.
但是现代但是在现在这个时间非常容易入侵我们的就是我们的手机。
It's convinced us that we are the center of the universe.
手机进一步帮助我们确认了我们是宇宙的中心。
We have instant access to knowledge through Wikipedia or Google.
我们可以立刻获得世界上任何地方的知识通过 Google 和
We can filter what we want to see or what we don't want to see.
我们可以过滤来选择我们想要看到什么以及不想要看到什么。
We can be known, but they don't really have to see who we really are.
我们可以去了解别人，但是别人不一定能够完全看到我们是谁。
And then, but it never satisfies. That's why we keep doing it.
但是这一切永远不能完全满足我们，所以说我们不断不断的需要去使用手机。
So one of my disciplines for the discipleship journey has been I only get 15 minutes with Facebook a day.
所以在这个我们门徒训练的过程当中，我自己的一条规则是我每天只能用15分钟来上脸书。
I'm on social media a lot, so it's very hard.
我经常使用社交媒体，所以这真的对我来说非常困难。
That's why, like last night's Thanksgiving thing, I didn't post pictures because they're all on Facebook, but I can't go on Facebook to download them because it takes 15 minutes time. It's too much time, so I was like, I don't do it.
所以昨天我们在感恩节聚会的时候，大家会发觉我没有 po 照片，因为所有的照片都在 Facebook 上面，我得上 Facebook 我才能把照片下载下来，这会花掉我太多的时间，我只有十五分钟。
So the first mythology that we are convinced is that we are important. That world is about us.
所以第一个当代神话我们所相信的就是这个世界是关于我们的。
But the second one is also subtle and it's very dangerous too.
第二个呢也很微妙，但是它也很重要。
It's about affluence.
就是关于财富的。
It's ironic because we say we're not about the money and most people don't want to say we're about the money.
这很讽刺，因为我们说我们没有那么在乎金钱，很多人说我做这些事情不是为了钱。
But we're really about the money.
但是我们是真的为了钱。
And I only say this, I don't say everybody's like this, but I think we struggle with it because the holy days of the American calendar are different today.
我不是说每一个人都是这样子，但我觉得我们都有这样的挣扎。比如说我们如果看一下 在现在美国的日历当中，他怎么样对待我们一些基督教的传统节日
？Right, our holy days today, our Black Friday, Cyber Monday.
就像我们的感恩节变成了这个黑色星期五和这个 Cyber Monday.
But you can have it every day if you want, because they have extra deals going before it, just to make sure you get the deals. Right?
但是其实你每一天都可以有这个黑色星期五的折扣，因为他们在黑色星期五之前很早就开始有各种各样的打折活动。
But just think about it. Valentine's Day, they have deals.
就想一想，比如说情人节会打折。
Memorial Day, they have deals.
这个什么将士纪念日他们会打折。
Labor Day, they have deals.
劳工节他们也会打折。
Father's Day, Mother's Day, they all have deals for days.
母亲节、父亲节，他们通通都有打折。
You see, it's not about remembering special moments anymore.
所以这些节日已经不再是关于你要记住人生当中的一些重要时刻或者历史中的一些重要时刻。
It's about consumption.
它是关于消费。
And so our definition has been shaped by that.
而我们对于世界的认识也被这样的潮流所影响。
We want a good car.
我们想要一个好车。
A big house.
一个大房子。
A comfortable, convenient life.
一个舒适又方便的生活
，an influential job，
一个有影响力的工作
，that the focus then becomes being affluent and self-sufficient。
而这个我们关注的重点就是要能够自给自足，然后要有钱。
And I'm no better. I'm not saying that I am just as tricked by this mythology as all of you.
我也没有怎么好，我也没有多么好。我像你们一样被这样子的。当代神话所困扰。
I'll just admit this, but I was meeting with a brother this week, a good friend, brother and sister this week, a couple.
我上周和就是一对弟兄姊妹见面。
And we were just raving about our Apple Pen, our conversation about everything. It was just interesting. We were just so into the goods.
我们就在讨论，就是像什么苹果的这个苹果的这个什么触屏的笔呀、啊，还有就是各种各样的事物。
And I think when Jesus says this first beatitude, what he's doing is that he's saying you are caught up by the world's mythologies.
而我想，耶稣基督在这里首先让我们看到的是，我们被这些当代的神话所影响着。
What he's saying is we think now we are fine.
我们被那些所掌控着，然后我们觉得我们现在很好。
And so Jesus says this statement: you are poor in spirit.
然后接下来耶稣基督说你们在灵里是空虚的。
And so let's split that into two pieces. What does it mean to be poor?
我们把它分开来看，什么叫做你是贫穷的或者是你是空虚的。
Because the definition of poor here is the idea that you as a person no longer have the ability to get yourself out of your circumstances. You're so poor, you cannot even reverse the situation you're in.
这个贫穷的概念是说，你作为一个人，你没有办法把自己从现在的环境当中拯救出来，你没有办法去改，你甚至没有办法去回到之前的状态。
Yeah, what you're saying is the problem is beyond my ability to resolve it.
你在承认的是，我的问题已经超出了我的能力所能解决的范围。
Now this text looks like it's saying if you're poor, then you're closer to God, but that's not what it's saying.
这一段就是如果只看字面的话，听起来好像如果你穷的话，你就离神比较近。但这不是这个经文的意义。
It's about the attitude you have.
这是关于你的态度。
About yourself.
关于你自己。
But it's not just about being poor in that way.
但是这并不只是关于关于贫穷，关于缺乏。
It adds the word in spirit as well.
它另外一部分就是说虚心，它的后面一个字是心，就是指我们在灵里的情况。
It doesn't say poor societally, poor psychologically, or poor physically. It says poor spiritually.
这里他并没有提到我们是在社会的意义上，或者是心理，或者是物质上贫穷，但是是说我们在心里，我们在灵里的贫穷。
See, what Jesus is doing is he's going a completely different direction.
所以你会看到耶稣基督走向另外一个完全不同的方向。
See, the problem in our lives is not just a physical issue.
我们在我们生活当中的问题并不只是物质上的问题
，but it's a spiritual，
而是灵里的问题。
Just my example, I've been giving a few times is just think about death。
我常用这个例子就要想一想死亡。
Because death, if you think about it, is very unfair。
如果你想到死亡的话，你就会觉得说它很不公平。
Something that is out of your control, out of your capabilities.
它完全在你的掌控之外。
And I think it is one of those times when you realize you are not in control.
而这也是让你明白自己在生命当中没有掌控权的时候。
And your hope is there's something spiritual as well.
而且你会在那样的时刻里面希望有一个属灵的答案。
And I was talking to a good friend of mine.
我最近和一个很好的朋友谈话。
And she was mourning, she was sharing with me how her auntie, who was an amazing person in her family.
让她跟我分享她的阿姨在她的家里是一个很好很好的人。
The person that held the family together, no matter how bad the family was falling apart.
不管这个家庭就是处在什么样的困境当中，她总是能够把这个家庭聚起来。
And she was the reason why she was a Christian, was this auntie.
然后那个阿姨也是她成为一个基督徒的原因。
She got terminal cancer.
而那个阿姨得了癌症的晚期。
And she could, you know, she eventually died.
然后她死了。
And she, my friend, she's an incredibly faithful sister. She still said, why God? I don't understand. This is so unfair.
而我的朋友她是一个非常虔诚的基督徒，但是她也忍不住的要问神说为什么这不公平。
And what I'm trying to say is that our world's problems are no longer just physical, societal, or psychological, or social. They're also very spiritual to it.
但是我想让大家看到的是我们的我们的生活当中它不只是社会的心理的物质的，它也是属灵的。
So if the problem is beyond our control,
而这些世界上的困难是超出我们的掌控范围的。
And that it's a spiritual issue as well.
而那些那些世界上的问题当中也有属灵的问题。
Then what can we do?
所以我们能做什么呢？
And I think this is why Jesus says this is where you must start to transform.
而我在这里觉得耶稣基督就在这里说你要开始改变。
And a really interesting thing is I do ministry with people that struggle with substance abuse or alcohol abuse or drugs.
我在我的宣教工作当中的一部分就是我帮助别人来战胜他们对酒精或者对毒品的依赖。
And one of my friends who was in AA told me that their first statement of Alcoholics Anonymous is this.
而我在这个就是酒精成瘾戒疗的这个训练当中的朋友告诉我说，第一个你们就是在这个戒断的过程当中第一个遇到的就是想法就是这个。
And this is what the first statement, if you want to be on the journey to getting healthy.
如果你想回到健康的话，这是他的第一步。
This is the statement. We admit we are powerless over alcohol.
我们承认我们在酒精面前是无能为力的。
That our lives have become unmanageable.
我们的生活脱离了我们的掌控。
And I think this is a very important statement.
我觉得这是一个非常重要的重要的声明。
The only way you can start to understand what it means to be a Christian.
你能开始了解什么成为基督徒意味着什么的方式。
To be a part of the kingdom.
去成为神国度的一部分的方式。
It starts when you start to realize that the world's mythology about you is not true.
就是
It's wrong.
就是发现这个当代神话所告诉你的关于 你自我的一切是不真实的，是错误的。
And then you start to realize you need help and that you can't save yourself.
然后你开始明白到你需要帮助，你不能救自己。
So what I'm trying to say is this. If you think your problem does not need help, you're probably not going to ask for help. You're not going to try to change.
所以我想告诉大家是，如果你觉得你在你的困难当中不需要帮助的话，那你估计就不会改变。
If you think your life is just good the way it is, you probably won't change, even after I speak today.
如果你觉得你现在的生活已经很好了，那你大概不会做出改变。
But if you do start to understand this,
但是如果你开始认识到这个，
So you start to realize, I can't do this alone.
你开始意识到我不能只靠自己度过我人生当中的困境。
Then what happens is the next thing is you start to think differently.
然后接下来要发生的事情就是你开始用不同的方式去思考。
And in verse 4 it says, Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted.
在马太福音第五章第四节中说到，哀恸的人有福了，因为他们必得安慰。
What does that mean to mourn?
哀动是什么意思呢？
Why is this next?
为什么这是下一步呢？
You see, and it's kind of a problem we face. Not only do you say you need help, but you have to start being sad about it and mourning it.
就是你不仅要承认你需要帮助，而且你要为这个处境而感到悲伤。
And I think this is very uncomfortable for most people here.
我想这对我们在座的大多数人来说都是不舒服的。
Because we don't like to be perceived as weak.
因为我们不想看别人觉得我们不想别人看我们的时候觉得我们是软弱的人。
That we're crybabies.
我们是长不大的小孩子。
So we tell our friends, don't cry.
所以我们告诉我们的朋友不要哭。
Just be tough.
就是要坚强。
But what Jesus says here is that you must mourn.
而耶稣在这里告诉我们的是我们必须要哀动。
But we realize that the world around us, it is overwhelmingly bad too.
而我们会意识到这个是我们所在的这个世界是非常非常邪恶的。
And we start to realize we are as well a part of the problem. That's why we're sad.
而我们也是这个世界邪恶中的一部分，这就是我们哀动的原因。
Because as you see the problem is above you or beyond you,
所以因为当你看到这个问题比你大，然后比你有力量的时候，
you go look at the news, read the news.
你就去读那些新闻。
And you read it over a time period, you realize things don't get better. There's always murders, there's always deaths. It's discouraging.
然后如果你不断的看新闻，看一段时间的话，你就会发觉说世界没有变好，依然有谋杀，依然有死亡。
Even with technological advancements, we still are murdering and killing at a high rate. There's still greater numbers of slavery today than before.
即使我们现在有了一切高科技的手段，我们依然在谋杀，我们依然在犯罪，甚至，今天，就是还在被奴役的人数依然是居高不下。
But if it's a disease or an illness, you cannot just look at the outgoing or outlying symptoms. You have to look deeper under the surface.
如果这个世界生病了，你不能只看那些症状，你要看到它的原因是什么。
You have to look at the source.
你要看到那个病源是什么。
A good doctor, a bad doctor will prescribe to you Tylenol for cancer or something, right?
一个糟糕的医生可能会在你得了癌症的时候给你感冒药。
Right, they only cover the outgoing symptoms.
因为那个只解决表面的问题。
A real doctor will look to find the root cause and help you treat that.
而真正的医生他会找到问题的根源，然后帮助你治疗那个根源。
And one of my favorite quotes is this quote by G.K. Chesterton.
我最喜欢的这个说法之一是从 G.K. Chesterton 来的。
It's this famous writer or poet, philosopher.
他是一个有名的作家、诗人和哲学家。
And I'm sure this is more this is more of like a story, but a newspaper wrote to him and said, "Hey, G.K., would you share your thoughts of what is wrong with this world?"
我觉得这主要还是个故事的性质了，就是。有一次一个报纸就写信问这个人说你觉得这个世界出了什么问题？
And what he says is, Dear sir,
然后他回答说这个尊敬的先生，
I am,
我就是这个世界的问题。
Yours, G.K. Chesterton.
你的 G.K. Chesterton.
Very, very creative. I like that short statement.
非常有创意，我很喜欢这个简短的回复。
If what you realize is that the disease of the problem is your own sin,
如果你意识到这个根源就是你自己的罪的时候，
then we realize it's in this world too.
我们会意识到这个罪在这个世界上无所不在。
And I think the idea of sin is this idea that we want to do things our way.
而我想这个罪的概念就是我们想要用我们的方式来做事。
But we're unwilling to admit that we actually need help.
而且我们拒不承认我们需要帮助。
I think a really good way to illustrate is when I watch the little kids at our church.
我想一个很好的一个很好的比方就是比如说当我看到我们教会的小朋友的时候。
These little kids are running around outside.
就是那些在外面跑来跑去的小朋友们。
But then they want to run onto the streets.
然后他们在外面跑，然后他们跑一跑，他们就想到马路上跑。
Because why? They want to go wherever they want to go.
为什么呢？因为他们想自由自在的，就是去他们任何想去的地方。
And what does the parent do? They scream at the kid.
然后他们的家长做什么呢？他们的家长就那个大声叫他们。
You can't be on the road.
你不能跑到那个行车道上去。
Why? Because you'll die.
为什么？因为你会死。
So what Christians see is that it is our natural desire to demand to do what we want.
所以我们基督徒所看到的是我们自然人有一种倾向，就是要去做我们想做的事。
Even at the risk of hurting ourselves, we don't even know it sometimes.
哪怕我们要做的事情会最终伤害我们自己。
And we don't even see that there's a greater danger because of our own actions. They would truly ultimately kill us.
而我们看不见有一个更大的危险，就是我们自己选择去做的事情可能最终会害了我们。
So when you see the little kid, he thinks, why? You say I can run everywhere else. Why can't I have freedom to run on the street too?
所以你会觉得，你会看到那些小朋友说，为什么我不能跑？你让我各处都能跑来跑去，为什么就是不能跑到车行道上去呢？
Because sometimes there are other forces, like cars that just drive down the street really fast that might hurt you.
那是因为
you can't foresee that.
那是因为他不能预见到有另外的有另外的作用力，比如说一个就是一辆开得非常快的车，可能很容易就能撞到他。
Not only that you admit that you have a problem, but you start to realize that you want to pursue that bad thing. That's the human condition.
而我们人类处在的这种困境就是我们不仅看到我们有这样的罪的问题，我们还控制不住自己的，就是要去做我们任何想做的事。
And why don't you read Romans chapter 7, verse 17 to 20?
Yep. 然后就像在罗马书第七章第十七到二十节当中保罗所说的。既是这样，就不是我做的，乃是住在我里头的罪做的。我也知道，在我里头，就是我肉体之中没有良善，因为立志为善由的我，只是行出来由不得我。故此，我所愿意的善，我反不做；我所不愿意的恶，我倒去做。若我去做所不愿意做的，就不是我做的，乃是住在我里头的罪做的。
And what Paul is realizing, and why he mourns, and why we mourn,
保罗所发现到的这件事情，就是他哀恸的原因，也是我们哀恸的原因，就是
that we realize we do know what we know is wrong.
就是我们知道，我们在里面有一个罪，
and we still do it.
而我们依然按照罪的意愿去行。
All our actions, our thoughts, only merely continue to add to the problem of this world, the pain. It doesn't make it better.
而我们的想法，我们的行为，只是在这个。就是只是在给这个世界的问题添砖加瓦，我们并没有把这个世界变得更好。
You see, when you start to realize your condition, that you need help, then you start to mourn. You start to go, man, I'm really bad. There's things in this world that are really bad. They're out of people's control. They need Jesus.
所以当你看到这个世界的问题，当你意识到我们需要帮助的时候，你就会哀恸，因为这个问题超过我们的掌控。我们以及这个世界都需要主耶稣。
And it starts to lead us to be meek.
而这一切就让我们温柔下来。
Because what does it mean to be meek?
因为温柔意味着什么呢？
You have two ways to respond. You can get mad and go, you know what? I didn't do anything wrong. Why blame it on me?
因为你有两个方法来回应这个世界的问题，就是你要不然就觉得说，你要不然就变得生气，你就会觉得说，关我什么事？才不是因为我呢。
And you get mad at people for doing it, or you can become humble.
然后你会对那些罪犯就是更加生气，又或者你可以变得虚心。
It's when you realize that you're powerless.
就是你意识到你没有这个能力。
And that it starts to make you feel responsible and feel humbled by it.
它会让你觉得你对这个世界的问题是有责任的，而你也因为这个而谦卑下来。
And it starts to show you how to be meek.
他就开始让你明白什么叫做温柔。
The doctor Martin Lloyd-Jones, the famous preacher, said this about meekness.
有一个著名的这个医生说过这样的话。
Why don't you read in Chinese?
就是温柔是一种对自己真正的认识，它在一个人的态度和他们对待别人的方式中体现出来，所以它是两件事，对我自己的态度和由之而来的我和他人的关系。
See what happens when you start to realize that you need help, that you are changing.
就是当你意识到你需要帮助，你开始改变的时候。
This is not weakness.
这个不是一种软弱。
It humbles you to the way you act in this world.
它使你为着你在这个世界当中所做的谦卑下来。
You have a beginning to have a real perspective of yourself.
你开始对自己有一个真正的认识。
Of other people.
你对别人也有一个真正的认识。
And who God really is.
对神也有一个真正的认识。
And so your posture, your, your behavior starts to transform.
所以，你的态度，你的行为开始改变。
And then, of course, Jesus is the best example.
而且当然，耶稣是最好的例子。
And so meekness, it's not weakness.
温柔并不是软弱。
It is a person who has come to the end of their own abilities.
这是人走到了他自己能力的尽头。
They know they're helpless.
他们知道他们，他们，没有别的帮助。
This is when you start to change.
而这就是他们改变的开始。
And this leads me then to...What I think the last of the Beatitudes we're covering today is, blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness.
然后就带到我们今天的最后一节经文，就是饥渴慕义的人有福了，因为他们必得饱足。
Why hunger and thirst?
为什么要为什么是饥渴
？Okay, we're very I never seem like I hunger or thirst.
我看起来不像就是又饥又渴的人。
But the idea would be as if you haven't eaten or drank.In a long time.
那是这里要表达的是，如果你有很长的一段时间不吃不喝。
And what happens when you see the food? You see the water.
那当你看到食物、看到水的时候，会发生什么呢
？You desperately want to consume it.
你会非常非常迫切的想要吃它、喝它。
You're like drinking as fast as you can, eating as fast as you can, right?
然后你会就是只是用你最快的速度去吃去喝。
That's what Jesus is trying to paint here. He's like.This is the desperate need you need to respond in for the righteousness.
基督，耶稣在这里向我们展现的就是你要像这样子的来渴求神的话。
See, if you truly understand the first three things I've said, the first three, blessed are the poor in spirit, blessed are those who mourn, blessed are the meek, it will lead you to realize that there's something that you need to be.
如果你真的明白我之前说的三点就是虚心的人有福了哀恸的人有福了温柔的人有福了你就会知道你要成为一个怎样的人
That the problem is so bad, it's because of your sin.
这个世界有这么大的问题是因为你的罪
You need something to resolve that.
你需要一个拯救
And it's the term he uses for righteousness is this idea of rightness.
而在这里耶稣用的这个字就是公义就是就是对的是
We want to be right with someone.
我们想要和别人有一个正确的关系
To be approved, to be received, to be accepted.
去被别人去被别人认可，去被别人接受。
I promise you, this is something that's relevant to us because we all desire rightness with others.
我向你们保证，这跟我们每一个人都有关系，因为我们每一个人都想被别人正确的对待。
Like when we were applying, when we go to a job, we want to be received well by our coworkers, by our boss.
当我们去到一个工作，我们会希望我们的同事、我们的上司能够接纳我们。
At school, we want to be accepted and right with our instructors, our professors, with regards to our academic work.
在学校里面，我们希望被学校录取，我们希望我们的教授能够正确的对待我们做的学术研究。
But the best one is with a girl or a boy.Like if you're a guy that likes another person,
而最好的例子就是当你喜欢另一个人的时候
，you want them to accept you, that you're good enough, that they'll say, "Hey, I'll go on a date with you."
你希望你能被他们接纳，他们会，你希望他们认为说你已经足够好了，他们愿意跟你约会。
So if it's a person or a job or whatever, and they respond positively, you feel great. The world is amazing.Right?
所以不管是一个人还是一个工作当你觉得你被正确的对待了你被积极的对待了你就会觉得这个世界很美好
But if you don't get it, it destroys you
但如果你得不到的话它就会毁了你
Whatever you feel you must have acceptance or rightness from is what you seek after for your righteousness
就是你如果不管是就是说你需要你希望谁对你正确的对待你你就会在从神那里从谁那里寻求公义。
But what Jesus is saying is, after all these verses, is that the righteousness you seek cannot be in just the small things in this world. It has to be something infinitely greater.
而在这里耶稣让我们看到的就是你所寻求的这种公义这种正确的对待它不能来自于这个世界上微小的事物它必须来自于一个超乎这个世界的存在。
Who do you need to ultimately be right with?
你需要你最终需要谁正确的对待你
And as we understand, sin is what has separated us from God.
像我们明白的那样，罪使我们与神隔绝。
It corrupts, it taints everything we do. Our actions can never approach a perfect God because we are polluted.
他污染我们所做的一切，使我们不能，使我们不能寻求主。
And see, the problem is we can't get close to God because He's so perfect. He's so right.
所以你看到这个问题是我们在最终的时候，我们不能接近主，因为他是那么的圣洁公义。
But He would still extend grace to us. That is the amazing part of the gospel.
但是他依然把他的恩典传递给我们，这就是福音，这就是福音神奇的地方。
Why would God be so angry at our sin?
为什么神会对我们的罪如此的愤怒呢？
Why would he be so disgusted by our even a small imperception of imperfectness or unholiness?
为什么即使我们只犯了一点点的罪，神也会愤怒呢？
And why, this is why you need to hunger and thirst for righteousness. So you have to understand this part, okay?
如果你想要明白公义是什么的话，你就要明白这一点。
You must understand why God hates sin and gets so angry at it.
你必须明白为什么神憎恶罪。
Have you, I'll give you an image of how to best describe this. Have you ever loved someone, like a good friend?
你有没有非常爱一个人，像一个好朋友？
And they are a person that is living very unhealthily. They're hurting themselves.
然后他
irresponsible.
然后他们对自己的生命非常不负责任，然后他们他们活得非常的不健康。
What do? You sit there and go, oh, that's great.
然后你做什么？你会对他们说这很好吗
？I guess I shouldn't say anything because he's my best friend or she's my best friend, and they can just do whatever they want.
或者你会觉得说，我应该就是闭嘴，什么都不说，因为他们是我的好朋友，他们应该有权利，做任何他们想做的事。
No, if it's really your friend, what happens?
你不会，因为如果那个人真的是你的朋友，你会做什么呢
？You get angry.
你会很生气。
You're not always angry at them.
你并不一定是对他们这些人生气。
But you hate the fact that there's evil in their lives that's affecting them to hurt themselves.
但是你会对他们生活中有这些罪恶而生气，因为这些罪恶在影响你的朋友。
This is why God hates sin.
那就是为什么神憎恶罪。
This is why God desires for us to be made right.
这就是为什么神渴望我们成为一个对的人。
Because he sees us, he sees you, he sees me hurting ourselves.
因为他看见我们，他看见你，看见我伤害我们自己。
We're helpless.
而我们没有别的帮助。
And Paul even says this in Romans 3:10.
就像保罗在罗马书三章十节所说的。
He says, no one is righteous, not even one person.
没有一人，连一个也没有。
And I think there's even a little danger of doing that. If we just only pursue after righteousness, there's danger too.
但是我认为如果我们只是追求公义的话，也会有危险。
Because it makes us smug and proud.
因为那会让我们觉得自鸣得意。
Because if we think we're right with God, we think, hey, I know what's best for me.
因为如果我们觉得我们能够跟神恢复正确的关系的话，你会觉得说，我知道什么对我最好。
The exact opposite problem. The more holy you seek to be after, you pursue righteousness,
这就是这个问题，就是你越圣洁，你越追求这个公义。
Then you start to look at yourself and look down at other Christians, other people.
你就会觉得自己越了不起，然后你就瞧不起别的基督徒。
I read more Bible this week.
我比你读了，我这周比你读了更多的圣经。
I led Bible study today as well.
我今天还带了查经。
And you know what? I did a lot of things for Thanksgiving service.
我在感恩节的服事当中做了很多。
What did you do?
你做了啥
？Right, we have to even repent of that mindset. It corrupts us.
我们需要从这样的思维定式当中悔改，因为它会使我们堕落。
The righteousness that we need and desire is from outside of us, from God.
我们所需要的公义是从我们以外来的，是从神来的。
We desperately need and want that, and to have that in our lives.
我们非常渴望有这样的有这样的感觉，有这样的对待在我们的生命中。
Because here's the thing.
因为有一件事。
How do we know if we're truly part of the kingdom? Let me get back to our original question.
让我回到我们最初的问题，我们怎么样才能知道我们是神国度中的一份子？
How do we know that we're beginning to transform?
我们怎么样知道我们已经开始改变了呢？
We start to have a real perspective of ourselves.
就是我们开始有一个对我们自己真正的认识。
That it's not us that is okay, but that we are truly poor in spirit.
就是我们不是靠自己就很过得很好。
We mourn our situation, our condition.
我们在灵里是贫穷的，我们为我们现在所处的状况哀动。
We become meek in our lives.
我们在我们的生命当中变得温柔。
And then we desperately seek after His rightness.
而我们饥渴慕义。
And here's what it says as he finished. He says, there's a second half to each one of the statements I made.
而在这里耶稣向我们说的是我说的这每句话后面还有一半。
What he says in verse 6, he says, when you pursue this righteousness so desperately, you shall be satisfied.
饥渴慕义的人有福了，因为他们必得饱足。
We come to find a peace that we know that we are fully accepted by God.
我们在寻找这样一种平安，就是我们知道我们已经完全被神接受。
So you already know it's bad if you are not accepted. Like if someone leaves you hanging, for example, based on acceptance or validation, it's very difficult.
如果有人就是不告诉你他们是不是能够接受你的话，对你来说是很就是一个很糟糕的处境。
So like if, for example, school has accepted you, you're sitting there, especially college kids, they're like,I don't know which school is going to get me. I don't know what my worth is found in, you know? They're stressing now. Or a job hasn't come back to you, right?
就好像比如说你在等待哪一所学校会录取你，或者说是你在等待哪一个公司会给你打电话。
Oh, also we're scared of if a girl doesn't respond positively or a boy doesn't respond positively to our pursuit.
我们也当我们喜欢的人没有给我们回馈的时候，我们也很担心。
It leads us to a lot of insecurity.
这会使我们觉得非常的不安全。
And I think why we are also very scared is because we realize deep down, each of us knows we really are just as horrible as they don't know. We don't want them to know any of that.
而我想这个不安的感觉的根源是我们都知道在我们内心的深处我们其实是很糟糕的人。
And that they'll probably be disgusted by who we really are, sometimes the way we think about certain things.
我们所想要这个追求的这个学校或者是这个人，他们很可能被我们真实的样子吓坏。
But what Jesus says here, I think is really important, is when you see and pursue after God.
而在这里耶稣教导我们，我觉得非常重要的是，当我们去寻求神的时候。
That you are validated by God.
你就被神所承认了。
And I think what it's saying here when it says, you shall be satisfied, is that in Christ, you are made right with God now.
就是你应该明白的是在基督里你已经与神恢复了正确的关系。
And because you are made right, you can never be seen as anything less than acceptable.
因为你已经被救赎了，所以你再也不会不被承认了。
How did this happen?
这是怎么样发生的呢？
Because Jesus Christ lived a perfect life for you.
因为耶稣为你活了圣洁毫无瑕疵的一生。
Then he was unfairly tried.
然后他被不公正的审判。
And then he went and died on the cross for you.
他为了你在十字架上受死。
So he did nothing wrong.
虽然他没有做任何坏事。
But knowing that if he doesn't do this, right, doesn't sacrifice like this, we wouldn't be saved.
他这样受死只是因为这是拯救我们的唯一的途径。
And out of a deep love, Jesus goes to the cross, he dies. A horrible death.
而因着他这样对我们的深爱，他为着我们在十字架上痛苦的死去。
He doesn't just die for one person's sin, he dies for the entire humanity's evil and sin.
他不仅为着一个人的罪死，他为了整个人类的罪死了。
And then,He died this death, wipes away our sin, and then he resurrects in 3 days.
他的死洗净了我们的罪，在三天之后他复活。
And he has new life.
他有一个新的生命。
He resurrects. He's alive. He's not dead anymore, too.
他是活的主。
And what does that mean for Christians is that when you accept God and you are made right in God by your sins dying, wiped clean, you are born again as a new person in God.
所以基督徒要明白的是，当你接受耶稣基督，当他把你的罪除尽之后，你就有了一个新的生命。
You are worthy because of what Christ has done for you.
你是有价值的，因为耶稣基督已经为你做了大事。
Lord of the Rings, the second book, The Two Towers.
魔戒的第二部《双塔奇兵》。
There's a really amazing quote.
有一句很棒的话。
One of the heroes, Faramir,
其中的一个英雄法拉米尔说
The praise of the praiseworthy is above all rewards.
对配得赞美者的赞美是高于一切的奖赏。
To experience validation from someone that you respect the greatest is one of the greatest feelings.
从你最尊敬的人那里获得肯定是人生当中最好的时刻之一。
And what God says is, you are accepted. I love you.
而神对你说的是，你已经被我接纳了，我爱你。
Isn't that one of the most amazing validations?
这难道不是最美好的确认吗？
But that starts when you start to understand that you're poor in spirit.
但是这一切都从你认识到你在灵里是贫穷的开始。
Then you begin to mourn your condition.
然后你开始哀恸。
You mourn the world's condition too. You see that this problem is sin.
为着你自己，为着这个世界，你看到这个问题的根源在于我们的罪。
And then it humbles you, it makes you meek.
然后这一切使你谦卑，使你温柔。
Because you know you're no better than the person to your left or your right.
因为你知道你并不比你左右的人更好。
And then you start to go, I need this righteousness. I desperately need it in my life. I can't do it myself.
然后你就进入一个饥渴慕义的状态，因为你知道，你靠着自己不能解决这个问题。
That's such a comfort.
而是极大的安慰。
But here's, I'm going to give you one more extra add-on. I'm sorry, it's a little late. This is my last one. When I read the Beatitudes,
当我读天国八福的时候，
something changed for me recently. When I made this, I was listening to a sermon, and I realized that the Beatitudes is something very special.
我意识到它非常的不平凡。
The Beatitudes describe these characteristics of a person.
天国八福它描绘了这一个人的品性。
But if you look at it, you go, oh man, I don't always mourn. I'm not always meek. I'm definitely not always meek. And I don't hunger and thirst for righteousness with God.
就是你看到他的时候，你可能会觉得说，哎呀，我不经常哀恸，我不经常温柔，我也不是一直都饥渴慕义。
But if you read this, what you realize is someone has come and done this for you first.
但是当你读的时候，你会意识到说，有一个人已经先为你做了一切。
Someone was poor in spirit.
有人在灵里贫穷。
Someone mourned.
有人曾经哀恸，哀哭过。
Someone was meek.
那个人是温柔的。
He hungered and thirsted for righteousness.
他饥渴慕义。
He was merciful.
他怜悯人。
He was pure in heart.
他是清心的。
And he was a peacemaker.
他也使人和睦。
Who is this?
谁是这个人？
It was Jesus Christ.
他就是基督。
You will fail this.
你会你做不到这个所写的。
But God has made you right through Christ's sacrifice. He has exemplified it for you, so you can fail despite this.
就是你不一定做得到，但是神已经为你做了。
And I just heard this quote from the previous service. God has given us a crazy standard to pursue.
我从上一堂当中听到这个话，就是神给了我们一个一个非常不可能的标准。
But he has given us the incredible love and grace to fail.
但是他也给了我们同样的爱和恩典来容忍我们的失败。
So how blessed are we?
所以我们多么蒙福啊。
So that's today's sermon.
所以这是我们今天的信息。
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Father,
父神,
so grateful that you call us worthy.
我们是这样蒙福的人，因为你认为我们是值得的。
Not because of anything we've done, because we don't deserve it.
不是为着我们做的任何事。
But because, Lord, you have loved us so much.
但而是因着你的爱。
Even when we fall short every day.
即便我们每一天都达不到标准。
You still love us.
你依然爱我们。
Sometimes it feels like we're like the little kid that wants to run on the street.
有的时候我们会觉得自己像这个小朋友一样，很想跑到马路上。
And you see the car coming.
而你看到有一辆车要开过来。
So you discipline us. You tell us not to go.
然后你就管教我们，叫我们不要去。
But Lord, teach us to love you and trust you first in all things.
主啊，求你教导我们怎样在一切的事上爱你，信任你。
Help us to hunger and thirst for your righteousness.
帮助我们成为一个饥渴慕义的人。
Show us to be poor in spirit.
让我们看到我们在灵里有多么的贫穷。
To mourn our condition.
为着我们的处境哀恸。
To be meek.
然后成为温柔的人。
And Lord, may we trust in you.
主啊，愿我们能够把我们的信心放在你里面。
Jesus Christ's name.
奉我主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.